first of all, I'd have to say that we would caution people not to panic. There have, of course, been rumors and there have been allegations or speculation, as you say, about the possibility that LRA would attack, as it did last year at around this time, in areas of Uwele or Bawele. MONUC, which is in the area to support the FARDC, the government troops that have been deployed to Uwele and Bawele primarily to protect the population, and the force commander of MONUC has essentially called on our people to be on a higher state of readiness, a higher state of alert. He has asked the commander of the Turi Brigade to go to the area to oversee MONUC's activity there and to reinforce cooperation and coordination with the FARDC. So obviously we're taking any of these rumors and speculations seriously. Our primary concern is protection for the population. We have only about 800 people deployed in Uwele and Bawele, and their job is to primarily to support the FARDC, to support the humanitarian community in protecting civilians. So we are taking it seriously, but we would caution people not to panic and to work with MONUC and the FARDC to make sure that protection is as enhanced as possible.
Kennedy, from what you've heard, how did this rumor begin? What is the genesis of it? And why is it so widespread? And is it because this thing happened same time last year during the Christmas festivities?
Well, I think you're asking me now to speculate. I don't know why or how it began, but as you well know, the region that we're talking about is something like 40,000 square kilometers. People live in isolated locations, and they are obviously very susceptible to rumor. They do not have access to good communications. So as you well know, in a situation like this, people become very apprehensive and anxious. So when speculation begins, you have a problem of that rumor growing. So I can't tell you what the origin is. I understand that there have been reports of some tracts that have been delivered to some places basically making threats. But again, just because there is a tract, it does not necessarily mean that this is from the LRA. The LRA has been much reduced. It is operating in very small groups, scattered in different areas of Uwele and Bawele. But as you well know, a small group of people who are well-armed and have a reputation for being ruthless and terrorizing people can create a lot of panic.
A U.S. advocacy group, ENAF Project, warned in a statement that the LRA might be planning fresh Christmas attacks as a response to recent claims by Congolese and Ugandan governments that the rebels are finished. So what steps possibly will MONUC be taking to protect ordinary civilians, looking at the fact that some of the civilians have complained in the past that MONUC, although that has not been substantiated, that MONUC has not protected them effectively?
Now, I think let's go back a couple of steps there. First of all, ENAF has claimed that there may be retaliation or plans for retaliation on part of the LRA. I don't know what ENAF's intelligence is on this matter, but we are taking the possibility that on the anniversary of last year's killings, that there may indeed be some attempt at creating panic or at attacking certain areas. So we're doing everything that we can within the limits of our capacity. As far as the issue of MONUC not having done enough, let's bear in mind what we're talking about in terms of resources. We have a total of fewer than 800 people. They are stationed in various bases throughout Uwele and Bawele and in strategic locations, but they are there primarily to support the FARDC, which is much more numerous. The FARDC has at least 6,000 troops in the area, and the primary responsibility for protection of the population rests with the government of a country. Now, we know the limits of the FARDC's capacities, and we're doing our best to shore them up and to assist them in deploying, transporting them where they need to go, and also in working with them in patrols and in escorts for humanitarians. We are basically stretching our resources as far as they can conceivably go.